The Gemara says it's also to marry a Isha and Cholamayit because of the problem in Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. You can't mix in the Simcha of your of the Chasana together with the Simcha of Cholamayit. The Makna in his Sefer on Eben Ezra, Simon Samach Beis, asks a very stark akash on this. He says that the Rambam paskins in Perek Yod, Alachid Gimel, and Hilchas Ishus, the following halacha. The Rambam says that Yesh La'adam Lisa Noshim Rabbas Ka'achas B'yei Mechad. A person can marry many women on one day. You could get married to a bunch of women at one time, one day. You could have one bracha for everyone. But afterwards, you have a separate simcha, a separate shava brachas for each one of the women. So, in other words, Rambam is saying you can marry many women in one day. That's not a problem in Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Why not? Because even though the chasana happens on one day, but you'll make sure to give each isha her own Shivas Me'a Mishta, our own Sheva Brachas. One Isha will get this week, one will get a different week, another one will get a different week. And as long as you keep the Sheva Brachas separate, the fact that the Chasana happened on one day, that is not a problem of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So, in fact, the Machne, he says, you see from the Rambam, that the whole issue of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha is only in the Shivas Me'a Mishta of Sheva Brachas, but the Etzim Chasana is not a problem. And that's why you can marry many women in one day. So he says, "Lefi that, what's the problem? Why is there a din of ain nice and nashim b'mayit? You can't get married during cholamayit because ain marim simcha b'simcha. You should be able to get married during cholamayit. Have the chasana during cholamayit, but push off the shavar brachas. Don't have the shivas me'a mishnah until after yom tov is over. That is the ikar problem ain marim simcha b'simcha, like we see from the Rambam. So get married during cholamayit and have the shavar brachas later on after yom tov. So that's his zahar on the Rambam. Lefi the Rambam's chiddush lechar. It's not moving. Why you can't have a chasana during cholamayit as long as you push off the Shivas Me'a Mishnah till later on. So the Brisker Rav says a beautiful hezbo over here, Tansis Kasha the Machna. This is brought down in the Chiddush of Shmuel and Ksubis and other places as well. He says like this. He says there's really two different dinim in the Simcha of a chasan. There's one din that when a person gets married, it's chal, a din of Shivas Me'a Mishnah on the chasan. It's like a din regal, just like you have Shivas and Meha regal. When the chasana happens, it's chal, there's a mitzias, a chalais of a regal. This is your regal, the regal of the chasan. The chasan has to be besimcha for 7 days. And that's something that's chal miyad at the time of the chasana. Now there's another din in addition, which is not the chi of simcha of the chasan, but it's a chi of that he owes his wife. That's a chi of that he has towards his wife. There's mechiv to be mesamecher. There's a din to be mesamechis ishtoi for 7 days. And Zokta Biskarav, that second din, that din, the Yavachiv to Mismach your wife, that is something which you could push off. You don't have to do it right now. I could do it a week later. I could do it in 2 weeks. It's a chayv that I have towards her. It's a chayv simcha that I have to be Mismacher. That does not have to take place right away after the chasana. That could take place any time. You could push it off. But Lagabi, the chayv simcha of the chasan, which is chal, b'shas, nisuin, there's a mitzias of Shivas Me'a Mishnah that's chal. That can't be pushed off. That's a mitzias. You get married, it becomes a zman of a regal for the chasan. There's a din of Shivas Me'a Mishnah, and that's chal miyad, and there's no way to push it off. Afal Pichein, Zok the Rambam, that you can marry many women one day and push off the Shivas Me'a Mishta till later on, because Zok the Biskav, the whole problem in Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha is only Legabe Machiev Simcha to the Isha. So I can't, if I have a Chiev Simcha to Leah and to Rachel and to this woman and that woman, I can't be Ma'arvin all together. Each one deserves their own Chiev Simcha. But Legabe, the Chiev Simcha, the Chasana, the fact that there's a din of Shivas Me'a Mishta that's Chal with the Chasana, there's no problem in Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha over there. It's one big Simcha for everyone, and that part is not a problem. The problem is the Chiev Simcha to the Isha. Mimela, Lagabi, that's like the Rambam. You push it off. You make sure each one has their own week of Shivas Me'a Mishnah. There's no problem even Simcha B'Simcha. And the fact that all these women are Gair Mechiv Simcha by the Chasan in one shot, that's not a problem in Ma'am Simcha B'Simcha. And that's why the Rambam says you can push it off. But Zakta B'Sigar, when it comes to Chol HaMayid, what's it going to help you if you push off the Chiv of Shivas Me'a Mishnah till later on? That will help you, Lagabi, your Chiv Simcha towards the Isha. But the Chiv Simcha, the Chasan, his din Simcha, his din regal, it's chal miyad, that's chal right away on chal amayid. You can't push that off. That's a mitzias. That would be chal. So when you get married during chal amayid, you're creating a chi of simcha, of a chi of yimei mishta that was chal, and you're being ma'arv of that din, yimei mishta, the chasan, with chal amayid. That's a ma'arv and simcha b'simcha, and there's no way to remove that, no way to push it off, and therefore it's also to get married during chal amayid, even if you happen to push off your chi of simcha to the isha to a later time. That's how he wants to answer the kasha of the Machna. And I think Lefidus, he said of the Biskarav, he could be miyashav a steer in the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Avot, Perak Alef, Halacha Alef, the Rambam says that the din of Shivas Me'a Mishta is a takanas Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Masakin Shivas Me'a Avelis together with Shivas Me'a Mishta. So it's a mevur, it's a takana kuduma from Moshe Rabbeinu. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, Perak Yod, Alach Yod Beis, the Rambam says that the din of being Mesameach the Isha during Shavar Brachas is a Takanas Chachamim. Tiknu Chachamim, the Chol Enayis Isha, Yesameach Ima Zayin Yomim. So it sounds like it's a regular Takanas Chachamim, not a Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu, and that is a steer to the Rambam in Hilchas Avon. But I think Lefi the Brisker Rav, the Rambam is beautiful, it's Meduyek Heitev. There's really two different dinim over here, and the Rambam is discussing two different things. The Rambam in Hilchas Avil is discussing the chiyuv simcha of Shivas Mishta, the din regal, the tchal and the chasen, the chiyuv to be besimcha, that's tchal miyad b'shas chasana. That is takanas Moshe Rabbeinu, just like there's a din of Shivas Me'avelis, lahavdol, there's a din of Shivas Me'amishta, the tchal and the chasen, and that's takanas Moshe. The Rambam Nilchas Ishus is talking about a different din, that's his chiyuv to be mesameach her, and that's a takanas chachamim, that's not takanas Moshe, that's a takanas chachamim, which is meduik in Lashon Rambam, tikna chachamim, l'chol anaisa isha, yeh sameach ima, zayin yamim, it's a chiyuv to be sameach with her, to be mesameach her, that is a chiyuv that you owe to your wife, Mashenki in the din and Hilchos Avo, which Tachanus Moshe Rabbeinu, that's a chiyuv of Me'a Mishta, he doesn't mention over there being Mismach your wife, that is a chiyuv and the chasan, and that has nothing to do with the chiyuv Simcha Midrabanan that he talks about in Hilchos Ishus. So those are the two dinim that the Biskar wants to be Mechadish, and if he that, you could be Miyash of the Kasha and the Makna, why there's an Isser of getting married during Chol HaMoed.